This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so we've got about an hour left in the show. So give us a call here, 855-660-4261. We do have a number of callers on the line, so we're going to get right into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Lucas is in New Hampshire.
Lucas, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
We're going to deal with the decision that just came
by.
Good morning. Lucas, can you turn the radio down in the background for me?
Yeah, sure.
All right. How can we help you today, bud?
So, I was planning on planting some blueberries this year, and everything we had, it got wet and froze. Would they still be able to be planted?
So they should be able to. You want them to stay frozen. That's the thing, right? Stay frozen during the winter versus the freeze-thaw. So what I would do, as soon as spring hits and the ground is starting to warm up, take a look at them and see, you know, are the roots viable? You can tell, are the roots white? Are they, you know, maybe a little tan, a little yellowy? They should be all right. Scratching some of the bark to see if on the bark of the trunk it actually has some green underneath it. So you can just use your thumbnail, scratch a little bit, and see if you see green. If you see green, perfect, it's ready to go and you can plant it in there. The one thing I just want to suggest when it comes to blueberries, they love acidic soil. So they want acidity in that soil, so make sure that you use some soil acidifier. To make sure it's that the pH is lower. We're looking for a low pH on there. That's one of the biggest things to help with blueberries. And also, a lot of them are self-pollinating, but having multiple varieties or multiple of the same will help bring a bigger production for you in the end there. But it's not a bad thing that they froze. You want them to just stay frozen during the winter. It's that freeze-thaw effect that could really affect them. So take a look at them this spring as soon as the ground starts to thaw and see how it's doing. I think you could be all right.
All right.
All right,
thank
Lucas,
you.
Good luck.
Day.
You too. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And just because things froze out there doesn't mean they won't come back. We want that consistent freeze, right? We talk about with the snow cover, having that snow cover on the ground, it keeps our roots insulated. So could have done the same exact thing. So let's hope that happened for Lucas there. Now we do have some more calls. So Nathan, who's up next?
Jerry's in Louisiana.
Jerry, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah, so I'm on type of fertilizer. Would I have to put around for daffodils?
So for daffodils, are they the ones that you planted a good amount of time before? Or?
Well, they've been in the ground for few years.
Okay. Yeah. And so
they're not doing as well as they should.
Well, so some daffodils, after a few years, will stop producing as much. What I'd like to see you do is you could add like a bulb tone or like bone meal into the soil to help feed those daffodils in the soil. So you're just really mixing it in the first couple inches to get it down in that area. What I would also look at doing once the ground well, you're in Louisiana, but I don't think it's completely like frozen or it's still diggable. Use something like a fish fertilizer when you start to see some of the leaves start to form. Something like a Neptune's Harvest or a Dram fish fertilizer. Those would be fine. Or look, you know, if you want to go with a granular form, with something with a little bit more to help develop some more shoots, maybe use like a 5-10-5 granular. And you really, the area that those would be in, scratch the surface, put the fertilizer down, and then cover it up, water it in. That would work. So there's a number of options. I might go with like the combination of using either the bulb tone and the 5-10-5 or the 5-10-5, and then add that fish emulsion, like Neptune's Harvest or one of those. It's like a fish fertilizer. That would do well for you.
Okay. Well, what about, I've seen people use a cottonseed meal put down on the plant and stuff like that.
Okay. I mean, you can use the cottonseed meal. With the cottonseed meal, the fertilizer to it is, there's not a lot to it. It's, I'd have to look at a bag to see, I know Espoma carries one. So they eat, with the cottonseed meal, I believe it is, I'm trying to get the specs here. It's a 6-2-1, so it's more nitrogen in there. The cottonseed meal would be fine as an all-purpose type. But I think what we're looking to do to help feed them a little bit more would be to have that middle number be a little higher to help with the roots and the shoots on them. To get them to keep going. The other thing I would just suggest is because after a number of years, some daffodils will just not produce as much or not produce. Mixing in some new daffodils, daffodil bulbs into the area so that you have different seasons, different year bulbs in there. So some are going to be new, some are going to be 2-year-old, etc. Because once they hit a certain age, sometimes they kind of just, they're done. And they've reproduced elsewhere in the bed. And they just won't be as productive. So that's why, you know, that's one other suggestion is mix a few in there. I'm not talking take anything out. Just put a few in if you can, just to add to it.
Right. Okay. There's another flower that blooms the same time they do, and they're white. And I don't know, I guess they might be a daffodil.
So there are some white daffodils. Are they the same look to them, or do they kind of almost like hang down a little bit?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. I believe that's a Siberica, I believe, is what it would be. Do the leaves kind of look like a tulip leaf, or do they look like the daffodil leaf?
Like flare out. Why?
Flare out? Okay. I think it's called a cilia bulb. They have sometimes purple, but they do have a white as well. They're smaller flowers. The flowers kind of spread out. They're not one full, like, cup-type flower, right? They're, like, spread out a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I think what you have is a cilia, which it doesn't get as tall. But you could definitely feed it with the same. It's in the lily family, if I remember it correctly.
They put them the same time as the hyacinth do.
So it would definitely be a cilia. It's in the same family as the lily. They do come in multiple colors. They come in blues. They come in whites. I think I've seen some pinks. excuse me. I'm trying to think what else. I mean, you could use the same exact fertilizers that you would do with the tulips. And those would be ones that I would add some of the same in there to get new ones. Those will take a number of years to die back. They're not as they don't die back as quickly, if you will, as like a daffodil. But it's a nice mixture in there, and just adding some of those in might be nice to get some different colors to them.
We had some 65-degree weather here back in January, and I think over around the parishes, I think a lot of them started to bloom.
Yep.
And when the snow come in this week.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, so they, you know, I think they're going to be okay long term. The snow is going to shock them a bit. But you might see some come back. I'd definitely try to plant a few just so you can continue that. But I think they will come back. I get hit a break. We're going to take that break. We'll be back in a few.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And some more calls on the line. Nathan, who's up next?
Rosie is in Newmarket.
Rosie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. Thanks for taking my call. I was just wondering what advice you had going into this spring season regarding the Asian jumping worms that have become invasive in a lot of states.
Move?
You can't move.
I know. I'm just kidding. There's not a lot to them, you know, that to combat it right now. So this is something that not a lot of people have all the information about. These, last I looked, last season, they were looking at some sort of trap, right? A trap that would catch them, because the thing is, they look like earthworms.
Yeah, and to that point, Patrick, I think it would be advisable for all gardeners when they start getting out in the garden in the spring, is to every worm they see, no matter what size, is to stick them in a plastic container and dispose of them at the end of your gardening day. That's the only way to prevent the young worms from maturing and laying the egg sacs that survive in the winter and come out in the springtime. That's the only way to do it. Never mind identifying even the European earthworm is an invasive species, but it happens to be great for the soil. But we're gonna have basically no forest. It can really deplete the top 4 inches. Sapling seeds won't take. It's really a big problem. And I think if gardeners are aware of it and pull all those worms out, everyone they see, and dispose of them so they don't mature and lay eggs, that's one way that we could hopefully get rid of them. Because the only thing that really does anything is tea seed meal that used to be an early bird fertilizer.
Yeah.
Now from what I understand, is not being sold. It was manufactured in Maine because it was listed as an organic, and you can't have an organic that's going to kill anything. So seeing how it was killing these worms, they stopped producing it because they would have to relabel it. And it's even affecting the salamanders, which, I mean, there's an article in the Discover August 18th magazine that tells you how these salamanders are being affected by these. And I mean, the salamanders sequester about 80 tons of carbon. That's equivalent to driving 650,000 cars. So these worms really, we have to find a way. And I don't know if a trap is going to do anything to get them, because they're usually, I, in my mind as a gardener, I don't see how a trap would be able to. Have you heard of the mechanics of this trap or how it's going to work?
Yeah, so it was in its early stages just to try and see what they could do, because it was, it you never could really tell what it was, and it was trying to get as many of these worms out of the soil as possible is what it's looking to do. So the thing is, you know, there's one major difference between the jumping worm and the earthworm that you would normally see in the soil is that white band. So they both have the band on the worm itself, but the Japanese, the jumping worm, has that white band on it. And as you said, it takes over an area, and what it does is it creates, it looks like it's earthworm castings. The, what it's done to the soil, it technically is earthworm castings, but they stay so compact, they're no use to the soil, and it just kills the soil around it. And as you said, it will kill seedlings, saplings, those types of things in there. Really, they don't have a way to kill them. Right, no. Now, it's removing is the best thing.
So just a call out to all those gardeners. Any worm you see in your garden this spring, take it out, destroy it, and hopefully it'll help control the population.
Definitely. It is something to be thinking about, and I appreciate you bringing it up, Rosie, because it is something you kind of just, unless you see it, you forget about it. So thank you for doing that.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
NTSB investigators are beginning to search Broomfield, Colorado, just outside Denver, where parts of a plane fell from the sky. A Boeing 777 that was heading to Honolulu was forced to turn around and make an emergency landing after a mid-air engine fire.
Made it, and the firefighters came and doused the engine with some foam.
Passenger Barbara Underwood says the plane crew is credited for the safe emergency landing. There were no injuries. There was a big shootout at a gun store in Metairie, Louisiana, just outside New Orleans. A gunman inside opened fire and killed 2 people before the workers and customers killed the suspect.
I have multiple shooters here at this location that were either customers, employees, or individuals here at the location itself.
Sheriff Joseph Lupinto says they're investigating to determine a motive.
This is USA Radio News. President Biden's nominee for Attorney General, Judge Merrick Garland, released a statement saying the Attorney General must act as a lawyer for the people of the U.S., not for the President. He also said that the Justice Department must ensure laws are fairly and faithfully enforced while protecting the department's political independence. Judge Garland is set to appear before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Monday. The Biden administration is looking to rejoin a nuclear deal implemented during the Obama years. The United States may eventually rejoin the 2015 nuclear deal. President Biden spoke during a virtual meeting with world leaders at the Munich Security Conference. He said he's working to achieve peace with Iran.
We're going to work in close cooperation with our European and other partners as we proceed. We'll also work together to lock down fissile and radiological material to prevent terrorist groups from acquiring and using them.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We have a number of calls on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Laura is in Springfield.
Laura, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Patrick.
Good morning.
My mom used to take trips with your dad.
Awesome.
Explores.
Awesome.
Yeah. She had a lot of fun. Listen, this is I got her a fig tree last year, and
okay.
We brought it in the fall and put it in the utility room. So my question is, when do we haul that out? Do we have to wait until it's able to go outside, or can we bring it inside to get it started?
Now, do you have an area where it's going to get some good sun?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not super hot in that room. It's I can put it right in front of the window. It's a little cooler. It's not cold, but it's not real hot.
Okay. And you, I mean, you could definitely take it out of the area where it's in to try and get it ready to be out for the year. I mean, I'm still looking at probably 3 months before you could really get it outside.
Right.
So, I mean, you could kind of let it stay in that dormant period for a little bit longer, maybe try to push it out, in about 3 weeks or so. It's one of those things where if you do it too early, I mean, it's not going to be a bad thing because you're going to start to develop the leaves for the year. You're going to be ahead. You can try to produce some of those figs earlier in the season. But
mm-hmm.
It's more about when you put it outside to get it acclimated outside again. So I'd be waiting till the end of May to be doing that.
Okay. You don't want to freeze, right?
Yeah. I mean, the figs want a dormant period, right? They want
right.
to have that time where it rests and it just doesn't have to worry about producing leaves and figs, et cetera. So I would be looking maybe end of March, beginning of April, maybe even a little bit later. Okay. You still got some time. You could bring it out earlier, but just realize, you know, it's gonna start pushing growth. It's gonna be starting to get bigger. But you just have to be ready and make sure when you do bring it out, it's gonna be more susceptible to have damage that way. So that's kind of my thought process. But in a perfect world, wait until the end of March, beginning of April, before you even were to bring it out of dormancy to try to do anything with it.
Okay.
Okay.
And one more thing.
Sure.
I hope I didn't kill it, but when I put it away, I haven't watered it. Are you supposed to water it?
That's fine. It's random. Like, it's not a lot of water is needed for it during the winter. It should be all right, especially in a dormant period with the plant. So, you know, it's easy to do once spring hits to check and see if it's still viable. Just scratch the bark a little bit with your fingernail and see mm-hmm. if it's still got green underneath it. It should. Mm-hmm. But again, you know, I don't think it wants to go dormant. It's not pulling anything up. So that's why you don't fertilize it. That type of thing. So just, you know, maybe look at it now and add a little bit of water here and there, but not. I don't think it'll be a bad thing.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. Thanks for your help.
All right. You have a great rest of your day.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Some more calls online. Nathan, who's up next?
Paula is in Hyannis.
Paula, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today? Hello. Good morning.
Yes. I have some geraniums. And one of them has some green leaves. It has long branches. They're at least a foot and a half long. And then you see the growth at the end, except that now as I look at it, one of these long ones has a little tiny growth coming up. And in that pot, there's also another green leaf that came up. It must be some weed or something. I don't know. But there are some dead leaves at the ends of some of these branches. So I'm just wondering, you know, if there's anything I need to do about it. Now, the geranium next to it, and these are in big pots, like 10-inch pots. The one next to it is completely brown and looks like it's dead, and that was the most gorgeous geranium of all. So do you think the one that doesn't have any green on it is completely dead?
Not necessarily. It could have, you know, gone into that dormant period. What I would definitely suggest doing is scratching a little bit of the, you know, I wouldn't call it bark because it's not hard like that, but the bark,
okay.
And seeing what's green underneath it.
All right.
If you're seeing, if any of these plants have some dead on them, that type, I'd get rid of the dead now because the dead could lead to the other areas. The plant also won't focus on the rest of the plant health as much because it's trying to fix that one area. So if you can help it by just getting rid of that area, it can focus on other areas.
All right.
But I would definitely try it. I think any dead, clean it up. And I think you'll be okay.
All right. Then I also had poinsettias that I bought at Christmas time that were very good, and I had them in light and everything. And now they look completely dead. There's no growth on them or anything. So is there any salvage to that? And I also put on them some crushed eggshells, if you can believe this. But, you know, I keep reading these other things, and they say that there's nutrients in that, but there's no life on this, either one of these two plants.
So this would be another one where I would check the bark, see if there's anything under it, because there might
okay.
still be. Sometimes what they'll do is they'll kind of shut down for part of the winter and just go into dormancy period, dormancy mode,
okay.
and then come back for you. Don't just check the upper branches, kind of go down lower. If you're noticing that the upper part is dead but the lower part is green, get rid of
okay.
the dead
yep.
and clean
okay.
it up. A lot of times with poinsettias, you can actually cut them back lower or, you know, in the spring to get them to re-branch out and do those things. So it might not be bad. They might just be going into that dormant period. So just take a look that way, and I think you might be okay.
Now, I've put some new potting soil in some of these plants because I noticed at the very top of these plants, it's like the soil gets very hot. It's completely, like, dried out. And then when you put your finger further down, there's some moisture. So is it that I'm not watering it enough, or is it just too dry in this house? I don't know what's happening with that.
Well, so it could be, I mean, with it being dry on the top and there's moisture deeper, you might not have to water it as much, and that could be what's happening because it's the roots are a little bit deeper. There also might not be a great drainage on the bottom. Maybe the drainage hole that might be there is blocked, and so the water could be sitting.
All right.
So maybe what I would suggest doing with any of these, try to take the plant out of the container and see how the soil is underneath it. See if, you know, maybe it's root bound. Maybe it's a circular roots and that's what's causing it. Because it you know, it's gone circular root bound and it's just not thinking of trying to pull up the water. It's just continuously growing. So that could be part of it. And if that's the case, you know, upgrade the pot size, put it into some new soil. Take a look at the roots. If the roots are orangey or like light yellow or white, they're fine. The orangey part might not be great, so that means there's too much water. If there is too much water in it, sometimes just adding like a little fan to help the soil dry out a little bit easier instead of it just staying stagnant, because in the winter it's harder to water anything because it's so cold outside, the sun isn't as warm coming into the house,
right?
And so the plants don't absorb it as quickly, so we want to water the same amount that we've done in the past, but slowing down on that watering is a big thing for anything that's indoors now.
Okay, and if I replant these, do I need to put fertilizer in?
So when you replant them, the one thing I might look at doing is using like a systemic houseplant, which is a something for to help prevent any infestation of insects like fungus gnats or whitefly, those types of things, just to help them. And then once it's kind of been in there for a couple weeks, then I would fertilize, let it kind of get established in the pot a little bit, start growing.
Okay.
And then I would fertilize maybe 2-3 weeks down the road. And you can use like a liquid fertilizer. That's not a problem on those.
Okay, a liquid fertilizer. All right, listen, this has been very helpful. I enjoy the program.
Well, thank you, Paula.
And it's a breath of spring in the wintertime because
that's
people
what we
look
try
forward
for
to the greenery. Right, you're getting it. All right, thank
awesome.
You again.
Thanks, Paula.
Bye.
Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Do you have any more calls on the line there, Nathan? All right.
Sorry about that. It's Lauren in New York.
Lauren, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, good morning. I recently found your program, and it's so nice. I seem to live in a garden show desert. There's nothing. There's nothing to listen to. So I listen to all these faraway shows, and I enjoy yours.
Thank you.
So you're welcome. So I have a question and a couple of things, comments also.
Sure.
Based on what I heard. So, you know, between noisy house cleaning activities this morning.
Gotcha.
So first of all, so I like to go to the reduced section in Lowe's and rescue plants. So one of the plants I rescued was some kind of a begonia, and so it was a dollar gamble. So it's no stable, no nothing. So I took care of it, and it's being really nice. It in return, it's covered with these yellow flowers, like rose-shaped flowers, and it's just like everybody is shocked when they see it, so which is good. So but I don't know what it is, and so I looked, like I went to images on you know, online, and I'm looking into the things that kind of look like it, but not quite. Like it looked like a non-stop begonia, but it's not because the leaves are a different shape. So how do I figure out what it is? I asked the lady in Lowe's. She said, oh, no, that's just called a florist begonia. You don't know what it is. So how do I know what it is? How can I find that out?
So, you know, what you could take a look, maybe taking a picture, and you could possibly send it to us. If you go to our website at paulparent.com, there's a spot where you can email it to us. We can take a look at it. There, you said it's a yellow begonia.
Yeah, it's bright yellow, but it's just shocking. It's really nice. I never saw anything like it.
Okay.
I just don't know. All right, I hear the music, so I don't know. But I need to say
yeah,
something
so
else.
Do this. Hang tight with me. I do have another segment after the break. So hang tight. When we get back, we can go into that and we can go over a little bit more. So we're going to take that break. We'll be back in a few.
Bay Advance is a company that rocks you tree and shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Before the break, we were talking with Lauren. She was asking about her a yellow begonia that most would think it might be a non-stop, but it doesn't have the same leaves. So it is something, Lauren, that if you email us, like I said, you can go to paulparent.com and find our email address there. It's at the bottom of the screen there. It'll allow you to get something there. We can try to help you out with that. And I know you had a few other things you wanted to discuss.
I just wanted to ask. I was just looking at your website, and it looked like there was a place where you could write something. But since I have an iPad, I don't know how to put an image there. So could I just put it on your Facebook page?
You can put it on the Facebook page. That would be fine too.
Good, that's easier for me. Great.
And then
I'll do it later.
Yeah, it might take. It might take a little bit before I get to it, but you never know. You might have some other people who have the same thing who could answer, too. That's one of the great things about social media there.
Yes, that's true. I hope they give me the right answer. So, that's another thing I just wanted to say. I heard the lady talking about the Asian jumping worm, which is, of course,
yes,
something that gives us all great anxiety. And in my county, I live in Ulster County, and I know it's somewhere, but I don't know where. And but we were, like, I know that the master gardeners have every year they have a plant trade, except not this last year because of
yep.
the virus. But they gave us very specific directions on what to do to prevent the spread of the, you know, like if you're sharing plants, you don't
yes.
know what you're picking up. So what they said to do was when you get home, wash all the soil off of the roots of the plants. And then what I did was I took all that water and the soil and I stuck it in the back of my car in the sun, and this was in the summer. So I just let it sit there, like it was all in sealed containers, and I let it all sit there for the whole summer cooking. And so then it's okay. So they said,
yep.
all right, put it. Yeah. So that's one thing is, I think that by, you know, the lady saying, pick up every brand, you know, and kill it. I think that's very extreme, and because all you have to do, like you said, you look for the white cotyledon, that they call that band.
Yep.
When you see the white one, get rid of those, you know. And but the other one, why are you going to kill something that isn't doing anything bad? Yes, it's, you know, like officially it's an invasive species, but so are we all. And I really don't want anybody coming and exterminating me because my ancestors came from another continent. I think that's extreme.
Understandable.
So that was that. That's that. Then the other thing I want to say, but I didn't hear the whole thing, but it sounded like this man was having trouble making cuttings from his rosemary plant.
Well, so that gentleman actually, to be honest, has a lot of them. And we've been talking a number of weeks now. And the rosemary that he has was overwatering. He kept it on the same schedule as some other plants, whereas in the winter, rosemary likes to dry out a little bit more. So he's perfected a number of things, like bonsais, etc. But the rosemary is one of those ones he hasn't done so well with. That's what we had been discussing.
Let me tell you, I heard the secret, and the secret is true, because rosemary is a snap to propagate. If when you take the cutting, like what you do is you pull off little side things from the main stem. But you have to take a little piece of the main stem, like the bark, you know, whatever you want to call that outer layer, like a heel, and then it just roots like anything else. I have some growing now. They are fine. So that's, and the other thing about overwatering, because we all tend to do that, is if everything's in a clay pot, then it's hard to overwater.
All love to hold that moisture in, too.
Yeah, but it's just like everything dries out
exactly
so rapidly. So that's all, and I really enjoy yourself. So thank you.
Thank you, Lauren. You have a great rest of your day.
Thanks to you.
Bye bye. All right, that's gonna wrap up the show today. A little shout out to my youngest daughter, Ella. She's gonna turn 3 on Tuesday. I can't believe it. So can't wait to celebrate with her. But until next time, be good to each other. Get out there, plant something soon, and wear that mask. We'll see you next week.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.